Hey y'all, do you live in the Nashville area? Because Trailer Trash Tammy, Crystal, Leslie Loud, Dusty Slay, and Jeremiah Watkins will be there April 16th for Stand Up on the Spot. Get tickets while you can at jeremiahwatkins.com. And then go see our pal Jeremiah Watkins on tour in Cleveland, Austin, Texas, West Bend, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and more. Now get ready for Trailer Tales. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Trailer Tales. I'm Dave Gunther.
And I'm Crystal.
And I'm Tammy. Okay, and we're back with another week of our weekly podcast that drops every Friday, Trailer Tales.
For any of y'all haters that thought this was going to end
anytime soon,
guess what? Running it back every Friday. And we see all y'all who've been subscribing and liking and commenting, thank you.
Yeah. Big time. People are loving us and they're engaging and they're commenting and we see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't think that we film this podcast and then we post it and then go on about our lives and don't think about it. We're in there reading the comments.
Every single one.
Okay. So don't think that we don't see. We see.
We're like, y'all like Lord of the Rings?
Never saw it.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings?
I don't watch stuff like that.
Hold on. Huh? What do you mean stuff like that?
That don't look fun. I like stuff like Night at the Roxbury, Dateline, what else do I like?
Jackass.
Saved by the Bell. I love Saved by the Bell. What's that old show where he used to Quantum Leap?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you like Quantum Leap, but you won't get into Lord of the Rings, one of the greatest film franchises of all time.
That's because that's fake. Quantum Leap, real.
Thank you.
I like Lord of the Rings, mystical, yeah. Fake, yeah. Made up, a book that's written. Quantum Leap. True story.
I like real things. I don't like made up things.
I was going to make a Lord of the Rings reference.
Go ahead. Let's see if we get it.
Well, you're not going to get it if you've never seen the movie before.
Let's see if they get it.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, like, we see everything like the Eye of Sauron in Lord of the Rings. Yeah, of course you're not going to get it. You've never seen the movie.
We got him bamboozled. Crystal's never seen it either. No, we don't watch, you know.
And aren't there different ones? There's like Lord of the Rings 1-5. I don't have time to watch that many films.
It's Lord of the Rings, Sorcerer's Stone. It's Lord of the Rings. There's another.
Something about the hat, changing the hat.
Something like that.
Y'all
different.
Are confusing Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
No, I've seen Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter.
You just said Sorcerer's Stone. That's a Harry Potter movie. That's not a Lord of the Rings movie.
We have bamboozled the biggest Lord of the Rings fan over here. I didn't even know you even knew what this movie was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit of a closeted nerd.
Dang.
Lord of the Rings transcends everything.
Okay.
A word that I learned in Lord of the Rings.
All right. Well, maybe I'll give it a shot if I need a good background noise for when I'm napping. I'm kidding. I'll try watching it. Dang. I'll try watching it.
Okay, thank you. Well, yeah. Give me a suggestion of something that I haven't seen that maybe that you would want me to see.
Well, you seen Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah.
What about, have
what
you seen...
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. And who sings that song?
P.O.D.
Nailed it. Probably the greatest band of all time.
They are so diverse.
Their catalog is...
Yeah.
And they jump from genre to genre. That's what's good about them. They're adaptable and transitional.
Yes. Yes.
So I've seen Night of the Roxbury. Is okay. there a different movie? Is there y'all like chick flicks or something? I don't do those unless I'm trying to get it.
No, I'm not really a big chick flick movie watcher. Mm. No, I keep it with true crime and really good sentimental comedies. That's what I keep it. Step Brothers, Night at the Roxbury,
Tommy Boy.
These are all classics. There's no denying that. I'm just saying, you know.
But why would I watch Lord of the Rings when Step Brothers is on?
It's just a different thing altogether.
Okay.
It's a different mood. It's a different feel. It's a different vibe.
Well, let me know in the comments. Should I be watching Lord of the Rings? Or is it not worth watching?
Would you like to see Tammy and Crystal watch Lord of the Rings? Put that in the comments.
Let us know if we've been missing out. Or let us know if it's, you know, something that we should just skip.
What I want to know is why does there need to be a Lord of the Rings? Just answer that one question.
What is the rings?
Where are the rings? Are these beautiful golden rings? Are they silver? Are they something you'd find at a mall jewelry place? Why does there need to be the Lord of them?
Answer us that.
It's one ring that rules them all.
It said rings.
You said Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Plural.
I mean, do y'all want me to get into the plot of this film right now?
No, because I'm going to fall asleep.
You're pissing me right off today, Tammy.
Well, let's move on, okay? And you know what?
All right, yeah.
I will not be pissed off if my friends have never seen Lord of the Rings. I will be nice at all times, and we will remain friends. How about that? What a way to start the podcast.
Yeah, with a fire.
Dave getting pissed off.
Sorry, there's a fire in my heart that's burning deeper than Mordor right now. Another reference that these two won't get.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no clue. But hey, we've been waiting to tell, well, you and the podcast, something that went down a few days ago. There's good and bad to the story. And Crystal was wanting to hop on Instagrams the other day and tell everybody, and I was real heated too. And I said, no, save it for the podcast. Save it for the podcast. Because we need stuff to talk about on here. Mm-hmm. You know? So go ahead.
I don't know about this yet.
No, you don't. So we went down to play bingo.
Yep.
Okay? We went down to play bingo at the bingo hall, which we like to do, you know, on payday because we like to get all the little, you know, it's like $2 for a card, so we splurge and we'll get like 20 cards, mm-hmm. You know?
Can barely keep up with them, but we get them.
Exactly. So go ahead.
So we're going through. It's a regular coverall game, which means every number has to be covered. And it takes 15, 20 minutes. So you're concentrating, you're dabbing. And if you've got 20 cards, you're dabbing like this.
And we're dabbing. I mean,
you're just dabbing. And I said, Tammy, I'm getting close. I got one away. One away. And it was 068.
And what was the pot?
Oh, $5,000.
$5,000?
$5,000.
Where the hell are y'all playing bingo at? Oh my God. $5,000 for bingo? I've never heard that shit in my life.
First Baptist.
You played at First Baptist down the street? What kind of funds they raising at that church?
First Baptist.
It's one of the biggest pots they've ever had. That's why the stakes were high.
You haven't seen them advertised.
I've heard of a $50 pot for bingo or $100, but not $5,000.
They had a billboard.
And that's why you get more people. See, the thing is, the church don't have the $5,000, but they advertise a $5,000 pot, then more people come and spend money.
So we were first in line. We got there at 8 a.m.
They're gambling. They're gambling is what they're doing.
We got there at 8 a.m.
It was a lot of money for it. I'm going to admit, one of the biggest ones, but that's what got us.
That's life changing.
They've been advertising it for weeks, you know.
Well, I suppose so.
And
that's as big as the lottery in some towns.
So we get there.
They sell pool tabs too. You got to understand, they're selling pool tabs for $5 each.
Yeah. We get there. We spend $40 on cards, and we bring our own stampers. Of course, we have
all our little lucky figurines.
We have our little trolls.
Got our little trolls.
I just made my pants. I just made my pants.
You just made your pants
a lot.
Is this not the best podcast on earth? Is this not the best podcast on earth?
Oh, and it smells like urine. It is really smelling.
You have asparagus last night?
Lord.
So we set our trolls up on our table. Mm-hmm. That's our good luck charms.
They're good luck charms.
I paid more. I just paid more. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I've got a weak bladder. You guys, I just peed quite a bit more than what you just saw.
It's not the bladder that's weak. It's the pelvic muscle
you need
system.
I heard that you need to do Pringles or something to tighten it.
You need to do the Pringles, but you also need to really concentrate on your core muscles.
Yeah. Well, when you've been just pounded as much as me, those muscles in there are like ground beef. You don't even like... They're no longer tight. You know what I mean? So,
you ain't telling
anyway,
me nothing.
Let's get back to the story. And I'm sorry y'all are going to have to smell piss the rest of this podcast.
Hey, it's what's for dinner.
Exactly. Okay, now this is a serious story. Let's get back to it. So we set you up for the story. We've got our troll set up. We brought our dabbers. And we've got $40 worth of cards laying out. And we are just dabbing. We are dabbing.
Dabbing.
She says, I'm Tammy, I'm close.
I'm one away. One away. And oftentimes, you'll be one away, and they'll take you just like that. Because in bingo, the odds are different than other casino-style games. You could get one away all day long and still never get it. Well, she called that 068.
068.
And I said, bingo!
And but you didn't say it like that. You said, bingo!
I did.
I've never seen her.
I was just going to say, I've never heard Crystal even be as loud as she just was. It honestly alarmed me just now.
I thought someone else yelled bingo, and I realized it was coming from Crystal. And I said, are you sure? Are you sure? Well, what do you know? All the ladies around us.
They get mad.
Oh, they were so mad.
You start hearing Taryn. Just because they'll take their thing and put it in the
Taryn Karens. That's what I call them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then no sooner than I say bingo, guess who else says bingo?
Tell them.
Dolores.
Dolores. Who, by the way, go ahead.
Bingo, she says. And I said, okay. In my mind, I'm like, 5,000 divided by 2. 2,500. Already, I'm mad, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you had to split, you know, and you yelled bingo first. That should be a rule, by the way. Whoever yells bingo first. You
should get the whole pot.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel.
They don't do that.
If the pot's above maybe 4,000.
So 10 people could have said bingo after you said it, and y'all all have to split it?
All split it. Yep. Well, it was just me and Dolores. So we have to take our things up there to verify. I said, come with me, Tammy, because something's... you know, suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew something was suspicious because Dolores has done things in the past that have been suspicious, even though she says, oh, I'm a Christian woman and all this. You ain't a Christian woman. I see stuff that you do.
We've had issues with her in the past, so I knew, you know, right away I was gonna have to go up there with her.
So we go up there and I take mine, you know, I set it up there for them to see, and here she comes, Dolores, setting it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does Dolores look like?
Well, she's an older woman like myself. Short brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say she's heavy set, but she is heavy
she's
set.
Fat. She's fat.
She's and not the good kind of fat like us.
Right. Not she's, the curvilicious, beautiful, ooh, y'all are thick fat.
She stinks, too, you know?
Yeah, but the stinking has nothing to do with her fatness. She don't brush her teeth. But we could go on about Dolores. She has done some shit to our family we don't even got to get into right now.
I mean.
So the fact that we were going to have to split our winnings with her, we weren't happy about.
Now, did y'all talk before you went in there and you said, if you win or I win, we both win? Because that's a conversation. Or is that just how it is?
We always split it. And, okay. And yeah, we always split it.
Whether it's $5 or $10 or whatever, we split it.
Because yeah. I gave my pal Crisco $5 for a scratch-off one time. He went into a come-and-go. He came out. He won $50. He gave me my $5 back. He didn't split the winnings with me, even though I gave him the $5 for the scratch-off.
No, he's right.
His name was Crisco, though, so were you surprised?
I mean, still a little bit, yeah.
No, I'd do the same thing. I'd give you your $5 back, but if I won, that's me.
What?
Yeah.
That's my $5 that I invested into the scratch-off with you, though.
You got it back. Okay, I would have thrown you another $5.
Okay, well, that's at least something.
Yeah, you're right.
He just gave me the $5 bill back.
Were you out any money? No.
Yeah. Think about that.
The question is, do you make an investment with someone named Crisco? That's lard. That's lard.
That's a person I've known for 25 years.
Well, his parents named him after cooking grease. Which is pretty cool if you think about it.
I mean.
That's actually pretty cool. So anyway, they check Crystal's card, and sure enough, she's got a bingo.
Yep.
Okay. So then Dolores is behind her, throws her card up there, and she's just side-eyeing us, huffing and puffing, doing all that. Okay. Saying that she's going to take a cruise with the money and she's going to do all this and all that. And she's going to go to JCPenney and get a new out, all this stuff. Just trash talking us. Okay.
That ain't right.
They check her little dots. Guess who didn't get a bingo?
Dolores.
Yeah.
So what happened? What happens next in this situation?
She was sitting in front of us at the table. We get back to the, I'm not saying a word to her. I'm like, I don't want to get into it with her. I'm here to have fun and play bingo.
Yeah.
We get back to the table. We sit down. She walks by our table, takes her hand, flicks off our troll dolls. Mm-hmm. And what did I do? About went to jail is what I did. I about went to jail.
You hit her?
No, but I was close. I was up in that bitch's face. Tell you that right now. Crystal had to hold me back. Several other ladies had to hold me back.
Okay.
I was ready to throw down on this bitch.
I'm Dolores. You're Tammy. Go.
I wasn't even saying nothing. I was bowing up against her, and her head came, you know, like to my stomach. She's real little, you know? And I was just bumping up against her, and I was saying, bitch, don't touch my troll dolls.
Her head only comes up to your stomach?
Yeah.
She is
very tall, but she's real little. So she was right here, and I was just poking it. I was poking her, and she was going back.
Huh.
You know, and her husband is a jailer at county. He's not even a police officer. He's a jailer, but he knows all those guys.
Right.
And so she was saying, I'll get you arrested. I'll get you arrested. I said, dude, I fuck the sheriff once a month. I'm not scared of them down there. Okay, which I don't know if I should say publicly because he is married.
Okay.
That out.
Okay. I guess I shouldn't have.
His name out.
And there's two different. So you can't have.
There's a singer, John Anderson, who sings, blow, roll like you never gonna roll. And he also sings, don't ask her on a straight to key. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Not that John Anderson, who works at the Love County Sheriff's Department.
Okay, that.
And
which
I don't
part?
Wanna...
The Love County Sheriff's Department. Or...
The we need to bleep.
Because I don't want to get sued or not.
So you're gonna John Anderson, but you're not gonna the name of John Anderson's work.
The singer John. The singer, John?
No, he's fine.
Okay, so you can say his name, John Anderson.
Yeah, because those are two different people.
Right. But how... How you gonna know which one to?
Well,
just
I think the people will know that what's there, confidential and what's not.
There's John Anderson Singer, and then there's Sheriff.
Okay,
but quit which saying name are you gonna beat?
Yeah.
How do we know the difference between each John and
some of this stuff might get we okay. got to talk to our person.
Well, an investor might get mad, but that's a whole, we don't. We
did
don't,
you know it cost a quarter of bleep? So we might need to calm down. Every time we bleep, it costs money on here.
I did not know
No,
that.
I didn't know
every
that.
Every time
I didn't know
we
that.
Bleep, it costs at least a quarter.
So if I was to go, John, that's almost $2 worth of beeps.
If we decide to bleep that, yeah.
The investor's not going to be happy about that.
Yeah. Because we're...
So let's don't say again.
Okay.
That was the last time we're saying the investor's not going to be happy. I'm going to be getting an email from him saying, y'all stop saying because he's putting money into this podcast.
Yeah, and people... Quit trying to get out of one of us. You keep sending us different messages directly. We're all friends. We all talk, okay? You've DM'd me now. You've DM'd Crystal now. You've DM'd Tammy now. We're not telling you, okay? You can keep guessing in the comments, but we're not going to say who it is.
And that's part of the contract with the private investigator. He said, keep me private, okay? And that is in our legal binding contract. So we legally cannot say his name. Even if we said it and it was out, we can't even say it. So I know a lot of people are interested in the private investor, but
so much so that they made on Facebook, they made a post saying, I know for a fact who it is, and I'm not going to say who they think it is.
But it wasn't him.
DM me for details.
Oh. People putting it out there like that now?
DM me for details. And I wanted to make a fake account so I could just see who they're going to say. But yeah. It doesn't change it. This is one of the world's greatest podcasts, if not the world's greatest, whether we've got... Kid Rock, or whether we have just a random guy named Frank. Mm-hmm. It don't matter.
No, it don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
What's important is that we do have the private investigator that can fund this so that we can put this content out for you every Friday.
It is all about funding, to be honest with you. That's all it's about. What you got over there?
Well, I do have some emails.
Yes!
We have... Okay, now we're just going to say this now. Should I tell them the number of emails that we got in here?
Tell them.
We have over 12 emails that came in.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of emails.
It's a lot of emails. And you can email trailertalespod@gmail.com if y'all want to do the same. So do you want to, you looked at some of these earlier and you marked a couple that I got real excited about.
God, so many good emails. I don't even know. Okay. Trailer
Tales. One man, every hour, every day, is diagnosed with nut cancer. Knowing that, our friends at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection.
I always check my man's nuts, okay? But you can perform simple, routine self-checks at home, okay? And you can do it while enjoying Manscaped products you use anyway, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra.
It has dual LED spotlights to see your scrot. It's waterproof, it has wireless capabilities, and a travel lock feature. This baby keeps your eggs smooth.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they're donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society.
Wow! Okay, help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their family educational check yourself video.
And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with code TRAILER. That's code TRAILER at manscaped.com. Because like a famous actress philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens.
Manscaped. Hey, Dave, are you tired of 2-minute missionary before rolling over and falling asleep?
Well, I wouldn't say that it...
Enough of that, okay? Shake things up with Fun Love.
Fun Love is the leading online retailer of sensual health and wellness products. They've got vibrators, they've got lube, butt plugs, everything you need to stroke the fires of passion.
Now, everybody knows how I like to get down in the bedroom, all right? So Fun Love sent me some fun accoutrements to use, maybe some lube, maybe some pop, 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 ooh, 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 ooh. Oh yeah, baby, that feel good, don't it? They sent me a whole chest of stuff, and you should check it out with Fun Love as well.
Whether you're single, dating, married, in a poly thing, or swinging around town, Fun Love has something for you. If you live in Arizona or Colorado, skip the wait for shipping and check out any of their 18 store locations.
Wow, okay. And for a limited time, save 30% off your first order. Just use the code TRAILER at funlove.com. Go to funlove.com and use code TRAILER at checkout to save 30% off your first order.
Visit funlove.com today.
And get to nothing.
I'm just going to pick some randomly that I marked. Okay. Yeah. This one's from Jessica. And the subject line is Urgency 3. Okay. For all three of you, when you're meeting the person you're dating's parents or family for the first time, do you act your true self or do you tone it down a little bit and come off sweet and innocent? Great question.
Well, first, let me just say, I think the urgency number was appropriate.
Yes.
That wasn't a 10.
Some people... And we were talking about this. Y'all don't know how to label the urgency. And we were getting a little bit upset about it because...
Don't label it urgency 10 if it's an urgency 5 or 6. Okay? Don't lie and say, Tammy, urgency 10. And then I click on it and it's a 1.
Because if you're having to go through... 12 emails.
That's a lot of emails.
And we look and say, okay, we have to open this one. It's at 10. And then we open it. It's like, oh, I was out in the garden the other day and I had to pick up 4 cat turds. That don't got nothing to do with us.
No, that's a 2 at most.
A number 2.
Right. Okay. No. So only label it level 10 if it's a level 10.
What's an example of a level 10? Give them an example.
A level 10 would be like, Tammy, I just want to let you know you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Now, you needed to hear this. And I think this is the best podcast in the entire world. That's a level 10.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a level 10.
Yeah. Maybe another example of a number 10. Dave, I find you the sexiest person alive, and I know you haven't had sex in a couple years, and I would do you a solid and help you out with that. That's a level 10.
That's a big level 10 because you have not been able to lock down a piece of ass in 2 years. You've been trying with everything in your heart and soul. You've been really trying and you just can't get laid. So the fact that someone would be willing would be a level 10 for you.
I might have started messaging somebody though.
Huh? Who?
I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Until... I make sure that it's not a catfish.
Smart.
Okay? I don't want to bring up false love on this podcast.
Very smart.
Wait. And then you make fun of me when it's another catfish.
Wait.
I'm going
to
wait.
Have you had to send any money to this person?
No.
No gift cards?
No. They might have hinted about a gift card, though.
Okay, that's a red flag. I'm going to let you know.
If they're asking for gift cards.
It wasn't until, like, 3 paragraphs in, though.
We'll see how it plays out, but I'm telling you, that's a red flag.
If they continue, if they ask you one more time for a gift card, okay, I'll tell you right now, they're not wanting what's in them pants. They're wanting what's in that pocket.
Mm-hmm. But you know what is sometimes in that pocket?
Hmm. What?
Sometimes I put a hole in the pocket, so if they reach in, it's ready to go.
That's smart. But that was a metaphor for a catfish.
Well, just know, I am talking to people, and eventually, I might bring her on the podcast. Ever think of that?
Interesting.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have enough room on the set for any more women.
We only got 3 chairs in here.
We'll build another wall.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to the private investigator.
Okay.
I think he's going to want to see even more female energy on the show.
Well, and here's the deal. We want to have, you know, a guest on. Anyway, we've talked about that.
Well, we did, you know, we did have Daryl on, which people liked that. People that's did true. Like that episode.
But he's not really like...
A guest guest.
He's not really a guest. He is a right. guest, but he's not really like a guest. So right. let us know who you want to see us on the podcast.
Yeah.
And can we answer this lady's question?
Yeah, mm-hmm. let's do it.
Okay, here's the deal. If I'm meeting family for the first time, meeting some guy that I'm banging, and I'm meeting his family, first off, that's a very nice thing to do. Bring me home because, you know, my sex is so good, you want your parents to know about it. So guess what I'm going to do when I meet them? I'm going to tell them.
How good you're at sex?
How good you are in the bed?
Yeah, and how good their son is.
Oh, like he's a keeper in the sack kind of thing?
Yeah, but, oh, hey, nice. I'm Tammy, nice to meet you. Oh, dang, y'all raised one hell of a bull in the bed. I'll tell you that right now. That's the first thing I'm going to say. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, nice to meet you. You have a lovely home. I don't give a shit about the home. Okay, I'm going to fart in front of them in the first 5 minutes for so they know.
And you're going to fart in front of the parents in the first 5 minutes?
Yeah. And I'm also going to say, hey, where's your son's childhood bedroom? I got to go give him a BJ in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let them know that's what we're doing.
For like a full circle memory kind of thing? Because that's like a fantasy that he might have?
Just because I want the parents to know that's who I am to the core. I'm not going to be fake in front of nobody. That's who I am to the core. I don't want them to think we're up there playing Monopoly when we're not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be my true self.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm going to fake it for a while.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm the type of person where I'm hard to love at first.
What do you mean, you know, you're hard to love?
You know, you just, you know, people come on, get at me about my tooth and my hair and everything.
Is your tooth still acting up?
My tooth is still gone. It's still a fake tooth. And they'll say, you know, things like, oh, you're missing a tooth. You must not have dental insurance. Now, people don't want to accept you into a new family, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't just walk up there as is and have someone love me like this. I have to fake it. I have to say, oh, I have a job. I'm a secretary at a very big business venture.
And she's not. She's not.
I don't have a job. And
So you think it would be a red flag for the parents if you walked up with no tooth and said, hi, I'm exactly. Crystal.
Yeah, I can't do that. I have to fake it for a while. And once they get to know me, then they'll love me.
Yeah.
But they're, initially, they can't love me at face value. And that's unfortunate. That's just the way the world works, and I'm just being real with you. I wish it was different. I wish I could say, hey, I'll walk up and they're going to love me. They're not.
So what would you say? You're going to a man's house, his parents are there. How's the first 30 seconds is that going to go?
Well, the first 30 seconds, first of all, I'm going to say their names like their, you know, I'm going to be like, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. Are you not going to say, hey, Bob and Karen.
Right.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Williams. Just want to let you know I'm really enjoying your son or daughter because I don't know, you know, who. We're enjoying spending time together. We like to do things like crossword puzzles together and do crafts, and we like to go on walks. And I just want to let you know, I can't wait to be a part of your family. A little thing about me, I work at a very important financial firm here in the city. And I have a large savings of anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000.
And she don't.
Also, I volunteer my time helping elderly people.
And she don't.
And then I'll say, I have a very nice car. I have a Mercedes.
And she don't. Are you going to tell them they have a nice house?
Oh, I will go into specifics. Oh, I love how you have a country theme in your kitchen with the little duck border. That's something that I would do in my home, even though I would never do that.
You sound like the perfect woman to bring home to a family, to be honest.
Right, but that's not me. I don't have a job at a financial institution. I don't have a vehicle.
No, I gotta drive her around everywhere.
I don't care for their decor.
Right.
It's all lies. And those lies are essential for getting me in the door.
Mm.
For getting me in the door. Now, luckily at my age, most of the men that I'm dating, their parents are dead. So this is not even a situation that I'd have to be involved in.
Not much anymore. True.
They're deceased.
Yeah, you're meeting like a lot of urns on mantles.
Urns.
And siblings. She's meeting a lot of siblings. Mm. And a lot of children. Adult children from men she's dating.
Let me go get my dad.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Mm, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Stepmommy. Stepmommy stuff.
Love stepmoms.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I'm going to fake it till I make it. I got to put on at least like a little bit of like, you know, because I, not that I've been in like a lot of relationships, but moms usually like me.
Okay. So what would you do, you know, the first initial meeting, you know, you walk in, tell me how it would go.
Always, if it's a father, got to give a firm handshake.
Okay, very manly.
Let me feel it. Ooh. Yeah. I cracked my hand bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You're giving a firm handshake.
Got to give a firm handshake. But then with the mom, hey, I'll show you. With the mom, it's going to be like this.
Maybe even a little.
You're going to kiss her hand?
My own hand.
He didn't kiss.
Yeah.
I went.
Mm. Why would you kiss your own hand?
It's a sign of respect, but also at the same time, it's not like I'm trying to bag her mom.
You want the dad to know, hey, I'm being respectful, but I don't want to fuck the mom, although you probably do.
Exactly.
Okay.
That did you just crawl inside my head?
I pick up what you're putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, now, I think the French do that.
Okay.
Would you ever take the mom's hand and then maybe slip a finger and...
Would you do that? Maybe if you've been dating the girl a while and you and the mom got close. Do it again, Crystal. Do it again so he sees.
Zoom in on it.
Zoom in.
I'm pretending to be him and this is the mom's hand. And he goes in for a kiss but then goes.
Would you ever do that?
That's if she doesn't pull away after the first suck.
Yeah.
I can't say that I would do that.
Okay. Lame.
Lame?
Well, because I know that's what you would really want to do.
You would want your finger sucked like that on meeting the date of your daughter?
I'd say not the first date, but if y'all been together for a while and you feel comfortable with a mom, yeah, do it.
Really?
Because I know that's what you'd want to do.
Have you?
Be yourself. Don't be fake. Mm-hmm. Be yourself.
You want to show that mom that you can suck a clit.
Exactly.
You think she wants her daughter running around with a fella that's never sucked a clit before?
Suck a clit is actually a Lord of the Rings character that y'all don't know about.
I wouldn't know. Never saw it.
I know. You're telling me that you'd want me to put your finger in my mouth if you were the mom of the daughter that I was dating?
If I'm dating a guy, or if my daughter's, let me put myself in a mom situation, because I don't have kids. I don't know what it's like to have a daughter date a guy. I've never been in that situation, to be honest with you. But if my daughter is dating a good-looking guy, and there was nothing sexual between me and the son, I would never do it to my daughter. But if he wanted to take a quick suck every once in a while, then I'd be fine with that. If it didn't go no further. It can't go no further.
Okay.
All right.
Not two fingers.
No, that's
not up the arm.
So if I put two fingers in my mouth, then all of a sudden it's crossing the line.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time. Big time. And I want to read another email here.
I think we you know what? Let me see here. Uh-huh. One of the debate topics that came into the email, I want to read real quick.
Okay, debate topic.
Oh. Hey, Tammy. Hey, Crystal. Hey, Dave. Loving the podcast. This has been on my mind. They said urgency number 4.
Okay.
Which I think this is about right.
Okay.
They said, is it better to shower at morning or at night?
Great question. Easy. Nighttime.
Oh, I think morning.
I'm with you, Dave.
Morning. So y'all are going to bed dirty and sleeping dirty? How do you sleep good? You got to be clean and fresh and getting into your bed with the sheets and stuff. You got to be clean. Mm-mm. You're just going to bed with just your taint just.
I ain't waking up the next day and then going about my day with my genitals have already marinated for 8 to 12 hours after I've showered.
I'm not starting the day like gross. Mm-hmm. I'm starting it fresh.
You're not gross. You showered real well and then you slept. It's not like you were running a marathon while you were sleeping or was doing something else.
I have a lot of wet dreams, okay?
What if you're letting a guy nut into you?
That's different. You shower after. You know what I mean? Now, if I let a guy nut in me, let's say I showered and then let a guy nut in me and I went to sleep, I would shower the next morning. Okay. That's the only instance. But if I'm just sleeping, I'm getting in bed clean. I'm able to sleep good. I don't have time to get up and shower in the morning.
You don't have time? Well,
if I have to leave the house at 8 a.m., I'm waking up at 7:55.
Put it this way for me. Sometimes at night before I go to bed, I might shoot certain things into my belly button. I might need to shower in the morning.
Shower after you do that.
Shoot what?
I shoot certain things in my belly button.
What, like a gun?
No, you know, it's just like...
Tell her.
I'm on my back.
Jizz.
You put it in your belly button?
Well, it just naturally goes there. When you're on your back...
Oh, gosh.
When you're back, you're laying down like this, and...
You put your legs up like that?
I mean, sometimes I roll into the fetal position to get it going.
That's really weird.
That's crazy looking. I would never like to walk in on that.
No, and you shouldn't have told nobody that. Not only did you tell us, you told everybody listening, which makes it even more weird now.
Oh, I don't think I'm the only one that does it like this.
Okay, if y'all masturbate in the fetal position while lifting your legs up and rocking back and forth, comment below.
While wearing the same socks that you've had on for months.
Sorry, these are my lucky pool shark socks.
So you're letting the jizz just dry there overnight?
Well, that's what the belly button's for. You seal it off.
So you're only doing this much into your belly button?
I fill it up. I have a deep belly button.
And then you will take a shower or you won't?
No. I stay still on my back the rest of the night, and I let it dry, and then it hardens, and then I get in the shower.
And you just pull it out, and it's solid?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that solid piece?
I collect them.
Hmm. Then what? You show this collection to people?
No. Well, I don't show it to people. Not unless they're close enough to me.
I'd take a look. Would you? Probably look at it.
Yeah.
How are you storing them? Are you putting them on a little cork board?
I got a mini fridge.
Oh, you're keeping them refrigerated.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
This really took a turn. I don't even know how we got here talking about dry jizz.
I don't even know either. But long story short, I shower in the morning.
Okay. All right. Nighttime shower. Comment down below. Nighttime or morning time?
Morning.
And why? 100. And why you do, you know what I mean? Because I can't go to bed dirty.
Well, with that, that's the end of the episode.
Wow.
We reached it real quick.
Wow. Another successful podcast. We are climbing the charts. This is slowly becoming the number one podcast in the world.
In the whole world.
Thanks to your support.
Yeah, thank you for all the likes, the comments, the subscriptions and stuff like that. And
emails, keep them coming.
The emails, keep them coming.
Urgency 1 out of 10, we'd like to know.
Yeah.
And if you do the wrong urgency, guess what? You're banned.
Yeah. Don't wrong urgency our emails.
All right.
the system's in place for checks and balances on our end.
Give the correct urgency. Okay? And we'll read more emails next episode. So go ahead and email us at
trailertalespod@gmail.com.
That's the real thing. Okay? Right.
Love y'all.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
How much pee?
A lot. Trailer Tales!